Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod or Mini Break Mummy. It is Sunday, the 4th of December, day 4 of 12 Days of Buffy, and today I'm going to be talking about Teacher's Pet. But before I do that, I happen to spot, as a special feature on the DVD under the Teacher's Pet section, there's a rather fun trailer, so I'm just going to play that and you'll get a sense of it from the audio, even though you can't see the visuals.
Welcome to sunny California. Who could imagine that beneath this perfect little community lies the mouth to hell, and our only hope of survival
to each generation a slayer is born
is in high school.
Turn up the music!
Buffy, you are the slayer.
I think I speak for everyone here when I say, huh?
Chosen to fight.
I'm Buffy, and your history.
Trained to maim.
You're the slayer, and we're like the slayerettes.
Dressed to kill.
There's something bad out there. We'll find. You'll slay. We'll party.
She's Buffy. And no demon.
Don't worry. I don't bite.
No vampire. No creature from hell.
What is your childhood trauma?
Can stop her.
Buffy!
So that was the trailer to season one of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which I thought was kind of fun. Probably doesn't reveal the depths of the, you know, the emotional content of the series, but I think, you know, trailers are supposed to be snappy and attention grabbing, aren't they? So I do like the line at the end, if the apocalypse comes, beat me. Of course, this is back when they had pagers still. We don't tend to use pagers quite so much these days. But for those of you who are of the younger generation and are not familiar with the concept, a pager was a little portable device that you could send a signal to beep someone, and then that person would go to find a payphone or an office phone to phone you back. This is before mobile phones, obviously. They were considered very high-tech. High-powered people like doctors and so on had them. These days, I guess the only time you might come across a pager is if you're using a restaurant that's got a very big queue. It's sort of a fast food restaurant. Sometimes they give you a pager to tell you when there's a table free or when your food is cooked or whatever. I certainly came across one when I went to the Cheesecake Factory in San Francisco, and they doled out these pages so that you could go and, you know, carry on shopping whilst you're waiting for a table, so they didn't lose any sales while you were sitting there twiddling your thumbs. So anyway, that's a complete aside. So, Teacher's Pet. I had previously remembered this episode as being completely dire, but actually I really enjoyed it. It got to show a little bit more of Xander's character and the fact that he fancies Buffy rotten, but his head is completely turned by this irresistibly curvy, very female-shaped teacher, who of course turns out not to be a woman at all, but a predatory female praying mantis type giant bug thing. And she lures the hapless Xander to her house, where she's planning to mate with him and slice his head off. But of course, Buffy rescues him in time. So, the group is really starting to gel. The Xander and Willow and Buffy and Giles group is really starting to gel. Angel pops up a couple of times to warn Buffy about some vampire with a fork for a hand. You know, he seems okay, but Angel seems okay, not the vampire, with a fork for a hand. And, you know, he doesn't really do an awful lot, but, you know, he's just kind of reminding the audience that he's there. And, of course, the vampire with a fork for a hand doesn't really do an awful lot, apart from show everybody just how scary this teacher is, and that she is not what she seems. So, yes, I found that episode pretty entertaining. It was nice to hear a track from the CD, the soundtrack CD as well. Anyway, I'm running out of time, so that's all I've got to say. Speak to you again tomorrow.